Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm waiting for the sound clips to kick in after something like that, hearing the intro music for Mark Cox, who's been off for the past week. He joins us now on his own program. Good morning, Mark.
Ryan Recker, how are you, my friend?
Good. I bet you were watching the news and you're thinking to yourself, oh, I wish I was on the air this week.
Oh, what a week you had, my friend. I tell you, honestly, I was in Florida, which nobody's going to complain about, on one of the greatest weeks in recent history, and I missed it all, and I can't wait to get back on the air tomorrow and talk about it. I really appreciate you filling in the seat this week. Thank you.
Well, so what was the story that you thought to yourself, I need to do an emergency show, I need to get on right now to talk about? What was the topic that hit you the most?
Well, it was the Dobbs decision, no doubt about that. I mean, I was listening to you on Friday near the end of the show. I knew at 9 a.m. Central Time that more decisions were going to drop. I was listening to Brian Kilmeade. I mean, that's what's happened to us here all along, is that some of these big stories have happened right after the show's gone off the air on Friday. And I'm like, wow, I pick one week to go take a vacation with my family. We get a great decision from the Supreme Court on school choice. We get a great decision on guns. And then, wow, life wins on Friday at 9 a.m., 9, 10 a.m. Central Time. And, I mean, I can't think of a better trifecta myself from the Supreme Court.
Wow. You're right. And we saw that. And there is some huge decisions that could even come down today after the show, which means you'll even have more fresh material. We have the one high school football coach when it comes to praying after a game. You have the Biden versus Texas when it comes to immigrants that are seeking asylum stay in Mexico while they wait for their court date. And you also have West Virginia versus the EPA. You could have three other huge conservative cases come down in favor of conservatives. And I think this would be a great, great way to cap off the Supreme Court decisions.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, you know, and here's the thing. We've seen it a little bit. We've seen some of the protests that have broken out across the country. I think we're going to see a lot more. I think it's going to be a summer of discontent. I think things are going to burn, and they're going to burn with the full wink and nod from the Biden administration, just like things burned in 2020. Because they thought they could ramp up the hard left progressive wing of their party to get to the polls and vote. And, you know, I made this point on Twitter yesterday. I retweeted some crazy lefty attorney who talked about how if you thought we were angry before, you haven't seen anything yet, blah, blah, blah. This is going to turn into a huge vote in the polls in November. You just wait. Here's where she's wrong. Every single poll I've read, which asks people their priorities in the country right now, comes back economy, immigration. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the economy, stupid, to quote Bill Clinton here. I hate to do that. But abortion has never been in the top 10 when you ask people what their priorities are when they go to the polls to vote. I don't see that making a difference here.
Yeah, in some cases, the abortion, when it comes up, is always adjacent to Supreme Court seats that could be open. So when you're debating, okay, who's going to be in the office, who's going to appoint the next Supreme Court justice, and what do they believe in, they'll use that as a way to say, okay, you better get in my guy, because they'll put in the right Supreme Court justice, which now we can go back and look at during the Trump presidency, just how important it was seating those people at that time. I wonder, too, with the amount of times Justice Roberts signed sided with the liberals. If this wasn't a 6-3 decision, let's say Ruth Bader Ginsburg was still in there and it was close, it was tied, and John Roberts would have been the vote that would have been the tiebreaker, he probably would have voted with the liberals again. If it wasn't for that extra seat, this could have gone another way.
No bigger disappointment in Supreme Court history than John Roberts, in my opinion. I think it's safe to say that after the pretzel he twisted himself into with Obamacare to make that happen, I mean, it's just been sickening. And you're absolutely right. I mean, this was 50 years of hard work by the people on the right who opposed abortion, and they didn't want to hear they didn't burn anything. They didn't do any of that stuff. They worked to get people elected who would appoint constitutionalists to the Supreme Court. And that's what we've got here. And I couldn't be happier about it. And what a great week.
Yeah. And we have to, I think, stop with the mentality of the catchphrase, no justice, no peace. You hear that a lot over the weekend. You've heard that a lot in cities that were burnt down during protest. But the idea that justice is only what you believe it is, and if we want to apply it to the Dobbs case, when we're looking at the constitutionality of a case when it comes to federal abortions, that is not constitutional, as the Supreme Court has now finally righted that wrong. When you look at it and say, I disagree with it, thus justice was not held, thus it gives me a free permit to go out and create chaos, to riot. And you know what? No peace should be allowed when I'm angry is one of the most damaging things that we've had to this country.
Yeah, I could not agree more. We're going to see a whole summer full of that. And just mark my words, at least we've seen a little pushback in a few states where, and I was encouraged that the Biden administration even repeated the statement this week, no violence, no violence. And already we've seen it. When you have groups like Jane's Revenge telling you online what they're going to do and then going out to do it, it strikes me that if Merrick Garland stuck to his guns, so to speak, he would be labeling those people as domestic terrorists, like he does parents who go and raise hell at a school board meeting, right? But there is no consistency out of this Department of Justice, and I don't expect that to change. Thank goodness Merrick Garland didn't make it on the Supreme Court, right?
Ain't that the truth? My goodness. Yeah, they can't even protect Supreme Court justices, let alone, well, if it was him, I'm sure on there he'd be all about protecting justices after we've seen the violence and the protests in front of the homes. Maybe that's the one thing that would be different when his livelihood of his family's involved. Then he might have a different tune to something like that. Wow, yeah, you got to be so worked up, ready to come back tomorrow. I know there's not a lot of people in the world that would look forward to waking up as early as you do to get ready for a show. But tomorrow's going to be that day you'll gladly wake up with a smile on your face knowing you get to be back on.
Hey, it's invigorating. I can't wait. And Ryan, thank you so much for getting up so early the past 6-7 days now and filling in for me. I really appreciate that, my friend.
You're going to have so much more to talk about if, let's say, the EPA gets struck down in the West Virginia case, or religious liberties where a coach is fired and taken out of a position because he prayed after a game. How can he have the audacity to do that? You have some huge cases. Yeah, really. And then even with the migrants seeking asylum, being able to stay here or in Mexico, we've seen a flood in the past year into, really, of people trying to enter this country during the Biden administration relaxation of the laws, or at least turning the blind eye to it all. These things all need to be reversed, all huge cases that could be dropped down. This may be one of the most significant, if not the most significant, term that a Supreme Court has had, at least in my lifetime, or maybe even ever.
Could not agree more. And looking forward to that. And of course, tomorrow's primary day in Illinois, that's going to be huge. President Trump made an endorsement over there of Darren Bailey. I mean, it's going to be a huge couple of weeks. This is fantastic. Can't wait, Ryan. Thank you.
Thank you. Mark Cox Morning Show. You just heard from the name right himself. Mark Cox will be back again tomorrow. I'm Ryan Recker filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.